MasterCard praises Congress's midsummer passage of gun control. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 12, 2022. MasterCard praised Congress for the midsummer passage of gun control following the announcement that major credit card companies are caving to Democrat wishes and recategorizing gun and ammo purchase monikers. Breitbart News noted that Visa issued an announcement on September 10, 2022. That it would be recategorizing the way purchases from gun stores are labeled. This announcement came after weeks of pressure from Gabby Giffords' gun control group, Giffords, Democrat lawmakers in New York, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., all claiming that labeling gun purchases under categories such as sporting goods or general merchandise was not sufficient. Hochul went so far as to contend that major credit card companies need to take action and do their part for gun control. The Associated Press quoted New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., pushing for new categorization as well. When you buy an airline ticket or pay for your groceries, your credit card company has a special code for those retailers. It's just common sense that we have the same policies in place for gun and ammunition stores. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are now all on board with changing their categorization, which means gun and ammo purchases will be marked in a way that makes them stand out from general merchandise purchases. This, in turn, will provide Democrats with a means to flag certain sales. Business Insider / Yahoo News pointed to a statement from MasterCard following the new categorization announcement. The credit card company praised Congress for the midsummer passage of new gun controls. We understand and appreciate the significant policy imperative in reducing gun violence and see the recent bipartisan action in Congress as a positive step. We believe it is that type of effort that will meaningfully address the tragic gun violence facing the country. Breitbart News reported that Congress passed the gun control in late June, and President Biden signed it on June 25, 2022. The gun control expands background checks for some gun buyers, uses taxpayer money to incentivize states to enact red flag laws, and broadens the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, prohibited purchasers list by using domestic violence statutes to cover dating relationships. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.